in Bob's notes, I didn't notice. When did you guys notify the sewer district? Do you know that offhand?
Before the garage went up, they came out and marked how far back I could place it.
So just to be clear this morning, the garage is not in question of any decisions we make. What we have in front of us this morning is a petition to vacate this section of hillside. So,
but that's when I had the sewer guy come out, and he put an orange line all the way down to the end of our property of how far back I could go.
Sure, and these are beacon maps, so, I mean, they are not...
Well, he was standing there.
Yeah. The area behind the garage there in question, is it graveled at all, or is it all dirt and grass?
No, it's always been grass. We've been there 10 years. It's never been driven on, no gravel. That piece of hedge path on the top part of ours, we maintain that. We keep that gravel.
And that's your main, as the picture depicts, that's your main ingress and egress of your your home.
Basically,
It's been that way since 79.
Yeah, we live in the original house on the property for that subdivision. May I add that you opened up Box Elder, the front road, for the other party to be able to access their property?
I don't guess I understood what you said.
Box Elder?
Yes, the one that runs
there
in
front. Where the first house is newest, that's his folks. The original house down lower by their Circle Drive. Box Elder was open for them to access their property. They chose how they did their driveway.
Okay.
And it's a much nicer driveway than ours.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we move on with the public hearing, is there any questions from the commission for the petitioner at this time before we listen to...
Is there a diagram or anything that shows the intent of where the...
We do not have one in front of us as far as the legal on it.
Well,
do you have one there that has...
There's two. There's a small one and a bit and a larger one.
These are the original plats of the subdivision.
Okay. They colored
it in? Yeah, they colored in the section right there. It would just go... would be about halfway through that garage, and it would go straight across.
Yeah. So the intent
right
is there and there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know if the intent meant to go up as well or no. So just
no.
Just
the other part of our back two lots is not part of Edge Path.
Okay.
That's our property. That's why it goes a little wider in the back two because of the easement.
It would just be
for Edge Path.
So look where he pointed the top of the red line. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight. It would go across the red line on both the north and the south side of it.
And where are the? I can't see the manholes.
Can I correct you, sir? Did you say it would go straight across from the red line on our back two lots?
Yeah.
That's not accurate. Our back two lots do not have an easement on
On where your house is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The red lines, if you was to continue those, that's what they have colored in front of us, and it would go straight across those red lines right there.
Right. Oh, for the end of the
that's the section that you're proposing.
Yes, I see what you're saying. He's just talking about
Kim, can you hand me that mouse, please?
Leave that little square.
No.
Right.
There's a glare. I can't really see. Am I on the... There's the drawing.
There's the drawing. There you go.
No. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page. I can't see. Can you see?
I can see it, yes.
Tell me where the line, the marker is.
Right there.
My understanding is that the intent is that area that's in, highlighted in red.
I believe, according to the way it's written, the red line that's going across should go up to the edge of the edge path.
Right.
Can I stand up?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to, but what we have in front of us is not that.
Yeah.
You wanted to go from here to
this
here?
This is the easement. I believe the way he wrote it up was from corner to corner.
To go, ma'am, from here to here?
Yeah. If this is the supposed to go from corner to hillside and corner to hedge path. Now, I don't know what the beacon. It's hard for me to tell how things are because it's really not up that far.
Well, if you look at the highlighted area that's been presented by, I'm assuming, your council.
This is where your house is here. This?
It's top of that.
Yes, ma'am.
My mistake. I would have thought it would have gone to the corner of Hedgepath.
No, ma'am. It's just this section right here that squares off of the lot where your house is sitting.
That's fine. Sorry.
Yeah, no reason for apologies. It's just that's what we have presented in front of us as a request, is that.
So to be clear, what is on the screen matches what's
on the paper,
on the paper,
yeah.
And that's the intent. Okay. Before I give the mouse back to... does everybody see what's
being proposed?
Now, how do I get out of this?
Right there. To the right more.
Is that it?
Yeah, close enough. Good. It's off the screen.
And then info? There you go.
Okay. Is there any other questions for the petitioners at this time?
I don't have any.
Commissioner Keyes? Okay. Any other things that you would like to add before we move on to other input? Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll call you back up.
Okay.
All right. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of the petition at this time? Okay. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition to the petition at this time? Please. One at a time, please step forward. State your name, address, please. You're welcome to sit right there, and there's a microphone in front of you.
Chad Cassidy, 230 Box Elder and 195 Hedgepeth. I do have copies to give everybody that I would like to have in record.
Sure.
This is for your attorney, if he wants that.
He's sitting right there. You're welcome to hand him one.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Got this in two parts. It's not all what I'm going to say. A lot of that is just pictures,
sir,
and things like that.
Thank you.
So again.
So before we start, you've requested this be entered into the record.
Yes, sir.
So I will honor your request, and at this time, please note the documents that have been presented.
Move to enter into the record part one of two parts and part two of two parts as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It will be entered into the record at this time. Please proceed, sir.
Yes, sir. This is in regards to our opposition to vacating a segment of Hillside Drive. Again, it's in two parts. This first part is speaking about Judge Merrill's ruling in applicable case law. We request that one part of the opposition with exhibits be made part of official. Thank you for that, for putting that in the public hearing. And before I give the specific reasons on why you should deny this petition today, I want to make three simple points based on counsel received by our attorney. He's not here with us today. Number one is to look at Judge Merrill's ruling, a judgment, an order dated February 4th, 2025. The ink's not even dry on this, and the Boyds are trying to run around Judge Merrill's ruling. That's Exhibit 1 on the first part. Number 2, according to our attorney, there is law with cases cited already ruled on in Missouri. The case law is attached to Exhibits 2 and 3. According to our attorney, the commission must find that the road is useless to vacate. Paragraph 6, it states trial court finding that county road serves no public use was effectively finding that the road was useless as required for the county to vacate the roads. B, according to our attorney, in Exhibit 3, in a different case, they find a case where a county commission vacated a road and was overturned because there was no evidence presented that the road was useless. Paragraph 4 states in part, a county court may vacate an established public road or part thereof only if it is useless. The north portion of Hillside Drive is not a useless road. We have used this road in the past and are using this road now and will continue to reuse this road. We need North Hillside via Hedgepeth Lane to access our property. Let me respectfully, as I can, say that we hold each of you in high regard and are grateful for your public service. With that said, if the commission approves this vacation of this section, of this segment of Hillside Drive, which has already been ruled on, we will have no alternative but to appeal to the court of Taney County, according to our attorney. Judge Merrill is the appellate judge in that case and will be asked to rule a second time about the Boyd's repeated attempts to deprive our family of the right to access and enjoy our property and our home peacefully. Hedgepeth Lane and the north side of Hillside Drive are useful. They're useful to our family. They have been used in the past and are currently being used to access publicly recorded lots of record. Please keep these 3 points in mind as I give you specific details in part 2, if it's okay to proceed.
Sure.
Okay. So this is in regards to application for vacation of segment of Hillside Drive. We are the owners of lot 30, 31, 11, 12, 13, 21, 22, and 23, identified in the amended plat, Pothole Rivera edition, Taney County, Missouri, dated December 15, 1958. This serves as a follow-up to the January 2nd, 2024 hearing regarding the Boyd's petition.